Welcome to the Build Up on Balls.ie in association with Ladbrokes. Please bet responsibly. Visit dunlewy.net for further information.
Mick, is that part of the show again? The part of the show where you get to gloat, where you get to brag, and you get to be, master of your domain? The phrase I think that said it was in Friends, that line, I am master of my domain. No, maybe Always Sunny in Philadelphia. One of those. It's an American TV show anyway, and it's quite fitting because we're about to talk about American football, and you're going to give us your three NFL picks for the weekend. Last week, remind us what happened. I know you went 2-1, but who were the teams you had backed?
I had the New Orleans Saints, who I talked to you about being kind of consistently underrated by the handicap, I'd say, all year, ever since Teddy Bridgewater came in. They've gone to 5-1 now, or is it 6-1 or 5-1? They easily beat the Chicago Bears in Chicago, and they had a plus 3.5. That was kind of secure from an early point in the game. I'd already gone 1-0 earlier in the day because the Packers had beaten the Raiders at home. Aaron Rodgers had his best game of the year. He looked absolutely like old school Aaron Rodgers. It was unbelievable. Raiders actually played well. I kind of predicted that game rightly. I kind of said, like, you know, that they're not a joke the way they were earlier in the year, but I think they've been given too much credit here on the road with the spread, and they ended up losing in kind of a very high scoring game by way more than the 5.5 that the Packers had. And then unfortunately Seattle Seahawks minus 3.5 lost to the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, by the way, if anybody is a kind of a semi NFL watcher and thinks they might get interested in it sometime, you know, you could do worse than watching the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson at quarterback, because, you know, he's been absolutely, he was unplayable at the weekend. He was actually incredible. Anytime he wanted to run for a first down, he's faster than all the defenders, more elusive than all the defenders, and he can throw the ball perfectly as well. Like, there's not much this guy can't do. He's kind of a superstar, to be honest. He could be in the running for MVP honors. Anyway, so that was 2-1. I let down by the Seahawks. That was Russell Wilson didn't have his best game by his standards this year. I'm 10-5 for the season. Pretty happy with that against the spread. It's a very good record. I am worried about this week.
This weekend looks to be a really, really difficult weekend against the spread, because there could be a lot of blowouts with the games that we have coming up.
You feel like there could be some blowouts, all right, yeah. And there's a lot of games that I'm looking at. I'll give you an example of a couple of games that I just crossed out straight away that I just didn't want to have anything to do with, right? Because there's a lot of unpredictable teams in games against each other. The Giants and the Lions. The Lions have been very good every time I've watched them this year, but they never seem to win. You know, the Giants are the Giants.
We need to talk about the Giants just for a second.
Okay, come on.
Not about the actual team, but my God almighty, I was never so close to putting my head through the television on Sunday night watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. This lad, I think his name was Chris Lim, was on.
Okay, I love this now. I have no idea where you're going.
He used up all his lifelines to get to $4,000, right? The next question, then, he had no lifelines left. Jeremy Clarkson, by the way, is the worst person. It's hilarious for us watching it, but the worst person if you're in a hot seat to be doing something with that, because he just kept abusing him then for the rest of the quiz. It's like, you've got to 4,000. It's like, you know nothing about anything. £8,000 question. Which of these actors famously said the line, "Go ahead, make my day" in Sudden Impact, right? All the options come up. He guesses Clint Eastwood. He spends ages looking at it. At this stage, I have quoted the entire scene at home. I'm there going, "Do I feel lucky? But well, do you, punk? I got to know," and all this. I've gone full Clint Eastwood.
God help your long-suffering girlfriend.
He guesses Clint Eastwood, gets it right, and then proceeds to tell Jeremy Clarkson how he actually had thought before the answers come up that it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and lucky enough, he hadn't come up as one of the multiple choices.
Dying to know what this has got to do with the Giants.
Then he gets it. So that's the £8,000 question. Then you can set your bar now wherever you want it, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you take the money. So it used to be £32,000. He decided to set it to £16,000. Question comes up, which of these famous monuments is in the Southern Hemisphere? And it was Christ the Redeemer. And he starts wondering about whether it's Christ the Redeemer or the other ones. And everybody's like, it's bloody Christ the Redeemer, just answer it. Guesses that, somehow gets that one right as well. Guaranteed £16,000. Next question comes up. Which of these teams is a Major League Baseball team? Is it the New York Knicks, the New York Mets, the New York Giants, or the New York, I can't remember what the other one was.
Said. Islanders or something.
It was the New York Rangers.
Rangers, yeah.
He goes, thinks about it for ages, hasn't got a clue again, and decides to guess the New York Giants. So obviously I'm apoplectic here at the television. And then they decide to go to an ad break. So I had to wait another 3 minutes for him to get it wrong. So that's why New York, I was like, it's not the bloody New York Giants, it's the Mets. So that's my Who Wants to Be a Millionaire story. Hal from Wales came on after that, was absolutely brilliant. Knew the £500,000 question, but didn't know enough to risk it. Unfortunately, he would have gotten it right, but he took £250,000, made everything okay. All right.
Well, look, if you want more on this, you can listen to our build-up to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire podcast, which comes out on Thursday. Yeah, well, we'll come back out for the next series. This, unfortunately, is the build-up sports podcast, and I will tell you about the NFL picks and why I can't do it. Giants, Jets and Jags, another one I just can't call because they're all mad. Here's the most, like, this is an example of why this week is tough. Anyone who knows anything about this, right? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at the Tennessee Titans. They are the two craziest teams. Like, they could be great 1 week. They could be. Or they could go, the last time before the Bucs played was in London 2 weeks ago before their bye week, and Jameis Winston threw 5 interceptions. And they were still in the game somehow with a few minutes to go. They're just absolutely...
Don't talk about it. It's me with Winston as my quarterback.
in your fantasy league. Okay, so what I have gone with then, there's a couple of big ones that you said, big blowouts that I've decided against. Once again, I'm afraid of the New England Patriots, despite the fact that they beat the spread every week. They're minus 12.5 against the Browns, who haven't been great so far this year. So I've gone with a couple... of home favorites. The Indianapolis Colts are -6 against the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos traded their best receiver, Emmanuel Sanders, to the 49ers there this week. That suggests to me that they know the season's up. They're going to be trying. They're going to try and win every game, but ultimately they've given up on the season. That filters down to players. That's very hard to get yourself motivated. The Colts, very, very good team. The problem with the Colts is putting it back to back, and they did beat the Texans this week, but I still think they'll do that at home. And I think -6 is easy enough one for them to get. The Rams, LA Rams, not the most trustworthy team this season. However, I think they bounced back from their slump. They easily beat the Falcons last week away. The Falcons are pretty bad, but so are the Bengals. They're home to the Bengals. It's actually the best run they could possibly get. And I think even going through the motions, they'll win this game like 35-7. You know, so -13, I'm pretty confident with, right? So Colts -6, Rams -13. The more controversial one that I'm going for is the undefeated San Francisco 49ers are home to the still Cam Newton-less Carolina Panthers. I talked about the Panthers here early in the year as possibly being a Super Bowl contender when we got hyped for the NFL season. I picked them at 25-1. They started off awfully. They were making fools out of me, but they've come into it now. They're playing very, very well lately. I think they're a good team. I think possibly even talent-wise, they might be even better than the Niners, despite the fact that they're undefeated. Jimmy Garoppolo playing really well, a quarterback there. It is on the road, which isn't ideal, but they've got 5 points to play with. I think this game could come down to a field goal either way. So I'm going with the Carolina Panthers +5 at the 49ers.
49ers, are they real Super Bowl contenders now with Sanders going to them as well?
Yeah, Sanders is a really big, like, they didn't have that big name receiver. They've got a really good tight end, George Kittle, but they didn't have like the top line receiver. And Sanders is coming off an Achilles and probably looks like he's back to his best, even though he's in his early 30s. It's a short term thing, you know, but it's that's a huge one for them, actually. Like, they're an interesting team. I think people like when the 49ers are relevant.
Definitely.
Which hasn't been the case always, because they just have all that history going for them. And they're always on in the half nine game because of where they are, and there's less games on at that time, and you can enjoy them a little bit more.
Mick, I don't know how we're going to get through all the sport coming up this weekend. There's so much. Yeah. Like, I mean, if we just decide to ignore all the sport outside of America, it's a packed weekend, never mind anything else.
And also, I have an NFL public service announcement that comes this time every year. The clocks go back on Saturday night. There's lots of reasons you need to know that. You need to make sure you're getting up early enough for the rugby on Sunday morning if you're going to watch Wales and South Africa. In general, you'll be adjusted because every other sport that you watch also have the clocks go back. Not in America. So the games start at 5 o'clock this weekend, and I think maybe next weekend as well, but definitely this weekend, 5 o'clock and 8:30. It means you get to watch more of them, but you know, you got to be in there early. Maybe you got your second screen if you're watching Liverpool and Spurs.
Really,
or whatever
importantly,
it is.
Means you have to have your fantasy football team done for 5 p.m.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, 4:59.
I got to change mine. I got managed to get mine in at 5:56. I started changing it last weekend, and it turned out that apart from Alvin Kamara and AJ Green, who are out, my bench was full of players on buys. Now, after I changed my team, if I hadn't done it, it was a disaster. So that's a brilliant announcement, and thank you for reminding me of that.
You're more than welcome.
Hope you all of you enjoyed the sporting weekend. If this is your first time listening, be sure to subscribe to the Build Up podcast. You can do so by searching the Build Up on Balls.ie and all good podcast apps. Or if you're listening on the podcast app right now, just click subscribe at the top of the feed. If you already subscribe, or if you're just a new subscriber as well, please do make sure to rate the show. If you could give us a 5-star rating and leave a review, it would mean an awful lot to us. Let us know how great we are at predicting stuff, because we need a bit of a confidence boost, Mick.
if you're leaving a review, and we do want it to be 5 stars, please don't have the predicting stuff as the criteria, because you can't do it in good conscience, lads.
It's a 1-star.
You know, just say it if you enjoy it or not.
But until next week, mind yourself.